Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden. Thanks for listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily podcast. Here's what's happening today, Tuesday, the 17th of November. The hatches are open on board the SpaceX rocket.
And there they are, first across the hatch, Mike Hopkins. And here's Victor Glover. There's Shannon Walker. And finally, Soichi Noguchi bringing up the rear.
That's NASA's clip of the exciting moment. But as Elon Musk celebrated the four NASA astronauts arriving at the International Space Station, the Tesla tycoon was also enjoying more success back on the terrestrial stock market, as he's on the brink of becoming the world's third richest person. In fact, his personal fortune has just shot up by a cool $15 billion. On Monday, it was announced Tesla had been accepted into the S&P 500, a major US stock market index. Tesla's share price surged by about 14% in New York following the news it was being added to the index. But given Mr. Musk's 20% stake in Tesla, his net worth subsequently rose to $117.5 billion, according to Bloomberg's Billionaires Index. But his bank balance is still a little way behind Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. Staying in space, Virgin Galactic has announced it no longer plans to conduct a key test flight of its spacecraft this week because of a surge in COVID-19 cases and resulting restrictions in New Mexico, the state which is home to the company's spaceport. New Mexico has reported over 1,000 new COVID-19 cases each day for the past 10 days, meaning business activity and large gatherings have been banned in the state until at least the 30th of November. Virgin Galactic was expected to conduct its first ever test flight at the New Mexico spaceport, but now no new test date has been scheduled as the company scales back its operations in the state. But manufacturing operations will continue in California, where the company is making several more space planes. Next, the pharmacy CVS has become the first retailer in the US to allow customers to use PayPal and Venmo QR codes for checkout payments. The move lets customers pay for orders without touching a keypad or signing a receipt for contactless shopping. Users open either PayPal or Venmo on their smartphone, click scan, and select the show to pay option. CVS has seen a 43% increase in touch-free transactions since January, and according to research, 11% of Americans say they're using digital payment methods for the first time as a result of the pandemic. Social network founders Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey will appear once more before members of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday to defend actions by their companies to moderate speech. It is the second time in 2 months that the pair are testifying, but comes after their companies took a central role during the recent US presidential election. They are likely to face questions about how their social networks handled vote-related posts, videos, and photographs. Both companies increased their labelling of election misinformation, including posts by President Trump, while false and misleading content surged on both platforms.
If you're enjoying Tech and Science Daily, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Now, as Mariah Carey famously sung, all I want for Christmas is Zoom, because companies are turning to video conferencing to organise their festive get-togethers at a time of zero contact. Digital event organisers are being booked to host virtual parties that even include boxes of snacks being sent to the employee's home, virtual smoking areas, and a bouncer on the door. Firms in Britain say organising food, drinks and activities over Zoom are helping boost morale at a time of year when those who have been working from home for a long time feel most isolated. Guests can move between virtual rooms using a clickable party map, showing the different performances that are on and what events are happening where. But it's not just knocking back Carver in your Christmas jumper in front of a webcam. There's practical activities too. One company sent wreath-making kits to staff, followed by a group video tutorial, while another hired comedian, Eddie Izzard, to be beamed in for a stand-up routine. Huawei is selling its budget smartphone unit Honor to a Chinese government-backed consortium in an effort to ensure the brand's survival after the Trump administration sought to cut off the firm's access to global technology suppliers. Financial Times reports that the group of buyers, which includes more than 30 dealers and investment firms, as well as the Shenzhen city government, has set up a new company in which Huawei will have no shares or involvement. The sale comes as the US government has put unprecedented pressure on both Huawei's business selling 5G telecoms kits worldwide and its consumer business making smartphones. Washington claims Huawei is a national security threat, charge the Chinese group denies. And finally, a French radio station has apologised after publishing the obituaries online of several prominent and alive people, including the Queen. Others on the list that were published prematurely on the website of Radio France Internationale included the actors Clint Eastwood and Brigitte Bardot, and the footballer Pelé, all still very much with us. Broadcasters and media outlets often research and prepare obituary material in order to be able to publish it promptly when the death is announced, but according to RFI's statement on the error, problems occurred when the company was moving its website to a different content management system. You are up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom in London. Tech and Science Daily is back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.